State Fair and you'll get a taste of Wisconsin. The Products Pavilion in particular has some authentic state flavors, starting with Starlabatsco with Starless seasoning, dips, and mixes.
It was actually a lot of customers' input. Like, I have a mango chipotle, which is real unique because it's got a sweet and a spicy. That was actually a young kid from Cedarburg that was at my booth at Strawberry Fest and said, you should have... And from there, that whole idea developed. And it's a lot of trial and error. So in the beginning of my years, I ran around with a little cooler and made everybody try them. So, you know, more dill, less dill, more garlic.
So what are Wisconsin taste buds asking for?
You know, we're very regional in Wisconsin. It's kind of crazy. There's, like, central Wisconsin seems to love more horseradish.
Yeah.
And then, like, north will buy more of, like, my pizza mix. And then there's another whole region that really likes the spicy and buys the habanero or the buffalo wing. So we're really quite a varied state in what our tastes are. But I guess the number one favorite everywhere is my BLT.
And for Wisconsin, that makes sense. Do you have customers from other states?
Yeah, I do shows in Illinois, Minnesota, and then, you know, predominantly Wisconsin.
How does what Wisconsin want from your dips compared to other parts of the country?
It's wild because Wisconsin, I sell a lot of my cheesy bacon ranch. That's actually my number one seller with my fundraiser. Every time, number one is cheesy bacon ranch. No, we don't. We just stick with what we love.
Like Starlabatsco, Pop's Calicorn is keeping flavors local and their ingredients. Mark Aitson shares with us of their over 60 flavors, which ones are clearly red and white.
A couple of them that we do are two cheddars, a really, really hot one, dragon's breath, and then a guacamole lime, which is a white cheddar. And then we do a bunch of different types of kettle corn as well, one of which is actually entered in for the Grand Champions competition. It's a birthday cake, so it tastes like funfetti style. Yeah, and then we've got a bunch of gourmet caramels as well, where we pair up with a bunch of local areas, and we kind of try and infuse our caramels, so like a lavender-infused caramel or a brandy old-fashioned.
Yeah. I hear a lot of Wisconsin flavors in here.
All Wisconsin flavors is where we're from, right outside of Milwaukee, actually, in Muskego. And basically here, just kind of having fun for our first year. So,
this is your first year here?
First year here. We got introduced to Jill, who is kind of in charge of the whole competition. And speaking of more farmers things, we've got Jones Dairy down in Fort Atkinson. They have amazing bacon, so we use it for our maple bacon. And last year, our maple bacon took third at the snacks division. This year, we entered it again one more time to see how it'll go, but it's its own popcorn division now, too.
So a lot of your ingredients are locally sourced?
All of them that we can get, anything, absolutely locally sourced. We're doing one with Tom Ken's as well, award-winning wings. We're doing a jerk seasoning one with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you getting inspiration from Wisconsin flavors, or are you going nationwide?
All Wisconsin flavors to start, but if anybody ever has a suggestion, we do a ton of different flavors, and we always tell people to challenge us on those.
So I heard this get called gourmet popcorn. What makes it gourmet?
Gourmet is most likely, you know, when you put a lot of love into it, I think, is more the biggest part. We're not your normal kettle corners, although our kettle corn is our staple. We've been doing that since 2009. It is just a terrific kettle corn. Gourmet means, I don't know, we just put a whole lot more love into it, and the ingredients come from a very high standard. That's why we like Wisconsin for it.
So where do you get your corn?
You got me there. Iowa.
Oh. I guess they are more of a corn state than we are.
I was going to say, it's more of a climate style. We don't have tons. But we do have a local family one. He's doing a couple of rows of corn for us. We're going to start trying to see if we can do our own popcorn right up here in Wisconsin. So, there's a couple of good kernels that will... That'll sprout here for it.
Tell me a little bit about that and how you'll make that transition.
We want to try and do the transition to actually be at the capital, the Dane County Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. And to be at the Dane County Farmers Market, you have to produce all of your own stuff. So it's really going to just kind of be trial by error. We've got a couple years to do it. I don't think we'll be able to get in there anytime soon. But like all of our stuff, we just kind of try it out and see if it works.
But you're working to make every single part of your popcorn from Wisconsin.
Would love to have everything produced from Wisconsin that we've got, yes.
After our interview, Mark had to run on stage for the Grand Champions competition. You can sample all these flavors and more at the Product Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.